Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, your host and award-winning author, business owner, fashion enthusiast, and also a consultant. I've been mentioning on the past few episodes, if you'd like to get your own fashion brand off the ground or take it to the next level, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to connect with you and consult with you and teach you some of the different ways that I've been able to use to create a successful online business for myself and generate multiple six-figure income. So if you're interested, jump on the website, thelifeofagent.com, fill out the contact form information, and we will be in touch. But enough about that. The reason you have tuned in today is because you are a fashion enthusiast yourself. You are a fan of the lifestyle of a gentleman. And hopefully this show is entertaining as well as educational for you. On today's episode, we have a couple of great guests. One is Akil. You may know him online, social media as the Dapper Advisor. He will be joining us once again talking about different ways guys can step up their style. That is something that we always encourage and that we talk about from time to time, but Akil will dive deeper into this and also let us know what it's like to prepare to attend Pitti Uomo over in Florence, Italy. If you are a fan of fashion, then you know what that event is all about, and you see many people aspiring to get there, and Akil is going to be making this journey and telling us how to do that and also what it entails, so we look forward to that. Also, a bit of current events we're going to discuss with Darius Roberts, someone who has joined us a few times on the podcast now. We'll be talking about some controversial statements that rapper, mogul, basketball star, whatever you want to call him, a true entrepreneur, Master P, had to say about the passing of a hip-hop pioneer, and that was the passing of Prodigy from Mobb Deep. He mentioned that he was going to boycott the BET Awards, and you'll find out why. What does this have to do with being a gentleman? You will soon find out as we dive into that discussion. You know, a lot of times, I just have to say, you can look at events that happen in life and maybe different things that happen on the workplace and apply those to yourself. So hopefully today, we're able to do that for you and get a thought-provoking conversation going about some current events and then also transition into some talk about fashion and style. That's what we like to do here on The Life of a Gentleman. We mix it all up because we know that being a gentleman encompasses so much more than just how you dress. It's how you carry yourself, how you present yourself to the world, and hopefully the information that we're giving you will help you put your best foot forward. So let's not delay any further. Let's dive into the conversations this week and let's start The Life of a Gentleman.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to another segment of The Gentleman's Look. And once again, we are joined by Dapper Advisor. He's on the line. So, Akil, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
How you been doing since the last time we talked?
So far, so good, man. Business is doing well. Got a few plans in the next couple of weeks, so things are looking up.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a busy and exciting summer ahead of you. You know, we had a chance to talk, and I was thinking about our last conversation. We talked about the importance of starting a website or a blog with the plans that you have coming down the pipe. Let's talk about how that goes hand in hand with our last conversation. You mind telling the audience what I'm talking about, what you have planned for this summer?
Oh, yeah. So this summer I'll be in Florence, Italy, for Pity Uomo 92. And for those that aren't familiar with Pity Uomo, is probably one of the world's biggest menswear trade shows. So brands from all over the country, and of course based in Europe as well, they come out and they show their latest collections. Pretty much just for the media. So media and buyers would come and check out their latest collections. Buyers would want to source things for the store, and of course the media would just provide the coverage. And this year I'm going to be part of the media members there covering the event.
Yeah, you know what the key thing there is? You are a media member. You know, and a lot of people don't think about that. They're on Instagram, they're posting pictures left and right, but they don't realize you can actually be credentialed because of your website. Isn't that right?
Yes, I think that's the biggest thing, and probably something I should have mentioned from last week, but in terms of the importance of a website, that can pretty much be your credential right there, because so many people just have an Instagram, but that's not necessarily a platform where you can express yourself as much as you can with the website. Of course, you can put in a quick caption on Instagram, but with the website, you can really touch the masses. You can find it on Google. I just think that's probably just another key to having a website.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't agree with you more. The other thing, you know, that I notice about people who have a chance to attend Pity Uomo or who have seen pictures from it, the style there is really phenomenal. You know, it's not real basic. And there's nothing wrong with starting with the basics, right? Because we're all making steps. We say at the beginning of this podcast, let's take this journey together to become better gentlemen and increasing our style. You know, so you have to start somewhere. But I noticed one thing about you, Akil, is that your style is really fashion forward. So could you help some of those that are just starting out how to kind of break out of the cookie cutter look and how to push the boundaries to level up their style?
Well, first of all, thank you. I definitely appreciate that, because like you were saying, in the beginning, I definitely was pretty basic. Khaki pants, a solid color tie, like very simple, very, very classic. But I think for those people that are really interested in fashion, for me, fashion and style is completely different. Like, fashion comes and goes. Like, fashion is really, really fast-paced, and you kind of have to keep up with it. Personal style is really what you do with fashion. So for me, I know I'm not like the biggest fashion forward person, but there is certain things within fashion and something that brand new, once it comes out, I'm just trying to figure out how can I kind of blend that into my style and make it seamless to the point where I don't look like I'm pretending or I'm wearing a costume or anything like that. So one of the biggest things for me is always just making sure that it fits my body, because I'm not the average, model size. I'm not 6'3", 120 pounds. Like, that's definitely not me. So I always just try to make sure that whatever it is that I'm wearing actually fits my body. It complements my body type. I'll make sure the colors that I'm wearing is flattering, because, you know, I'm dark skinned, so some colors just wouldn't look right on me. So I'm always just try to be cognizant of those things, and that makes it a little easier for me when it's time to take a risk or buy a statement piece or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, now that makes perfect sense. We've talked a lot about that in past episodes about making sure the fit is right. I'm with you on not being the model size. Honestly, most of us aren't. So what are some ways that you go about making sure that your clothes are fitting you properly?
At first, I used to just get everything tailored. That was probably the best advice, especially when you're first starting out, is to make sure, at least try to get everything tailored. So pants, jackets, even your shirts. If you can't necessarily find it in your size, at least try to get it tailored and just slim down some so that it can actually fit your body. Nowadays, what I think works for me is that I just tend to gravitate towards the same brands. Like, I know how certain brands fit my body, so it's a safer bet to just stick with those brands than to buy something and then have to get it tailored, because honestly, I don't like to spend that much money on my clothes anymore. Especially with blogging now, I work with so many brands that I get clothes for free. And that's a blessing, but at the same time, I don't take it for granted, and I'm not just going to waste money on clothes. Like, for the most part, I buy things that I really like, and I just make sure that it fits my body. That way, I don't have to invest money too much money into it. So really just sticking with the brands that I know looks good on me is one of the biggest things.
No, that's great advice. I tend to do the same things. I had the hardest time really finding casual pants that fit well. And so once I found a pair, you know, because I'm a bigger guy, I don't wear a size 32 waist, you know, so, but I still want to have a nice fit. I don't want it to be all baggy. So yeah, you're right. But once you find that brand that works, it's going to fit good. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel more confident.
And that's the biggest thing too. For some people, tailoring is not necessarily an option. Like, they might not have a good tailor in their neighborhood, or they might not have the money to go out and spend, you know, $30-$50 on pants and then spend another $20 getting it tailored. So as long as you stick with the brand that you know fit well, if you just might need to cuff your pants or just get it hemmed instead of getting them tailored, it's all about, at the end of the day, it's looking good but still doing it on a budget. Like, that's me 100% to this day.
Yeah, you know, I like that, because a lot of people feel like they see guys that are stylish and they feel like you have to be rich to achieve, you know, that look. Now, how do you go about, you know, pushing the boundaries of style a little bit? And I mean, because you're looking really sharp, so how do you do that on a budget? I mean, I'm sure everybody's curious.
Thrifting has always been one of my biggest hobbies, and I always tell people, you gotta check the thrift stores. And people always tell me, well, the thrift stores in my neighborhood, they don't have anything good. I just say, you gotta branch out. Like, you might need to drive, you know, 45 minutes to an hour to maybe drive out to the suburbs, or just drive out to a completely different neighborhood, because the thrift stores is probably the best place to find stuff. And when I say thrift stores, I mean a Goodwill, Salvation Army, those type of places, you always find something. It just depends on where you're going. And like I said, it's one of my biggest hobbies, so I don't mind driving an hour and a half to, say, San Francisco or San Jose and getting higher quality stuff. Because people out there, they have more money, and they don't, for them, turning in a shirt that they wore maybe once or twice to the Goodwill, that's not a problem for them. So I find expensive stuff. Sometimes I find stuff with tags still on in the thrift store. Like I said, that's one of my biggest hobbies. I don't think I'll ever stop doing that.
Yeah, you know, that's funny. Me and my brother, we used to do the same thing. He since has moved out, actually, to California, and he still does the same thing out there, but that was a fun event that we would do together. You know, it's just so exciting when you find stuff, because it's amazing what some people don't want anymore. A lot of times the stuff is brand new. They didn't figure out how to style it, you know. Maybe that was the problem. They gave up on it. And then you come up on it, and it's great.
And the crazy thing is, sometimes you might even see stuff that barely been worn at all, and it might have ended up in the Goodwill for the wrong reasons. Like, I remember one time I went to a thrift, and the lady at the register said, oh yeah, this young lady just dropped it in. I guess she had an argument with her boyfriend, and she dropped all his clothes off. And I started cracking up, because I'm like, damn, I came up on all his old stuff, but... It is what it is.
Yeah, well, he learned a valuable lesson that day.
Right.
Oh, man, he missed out. Oh, man, that's too funny. You know, you also mentioned something else a little bit earlier about skin tone. You know, we're all different. And so how do you kind of decide whether the color fits your skin tone? Are there any hard and fast rules? Or since we're all different, you kind of have to play around with it and figure out what looks good on you?
Yeah, I think for me, seeing that I have somewhat of a background in art and photography, it's a little easier for me to kind of mix and match your colors. But I think the easiest thing to do is kind of stick to a certain palette. So for me, earth tones tend to look good on my skin. So like greens, browns, like orange, like rusty kind of colors, like those type of color palettes tend to look good on me. So I usually just gravitate towards that. So at first I maybe had one or two pieces that were that color, and now 3 or 4 years later, 90% of my wardrobe is all earth tones. And you probably wouldn't even realize it, but that's really what I stick to, because I've learned that that's what just looks good on my skin.
Yeah, that's cool. So we have to all be kind of self-aware and figure out, you know, what looks good for us. I think that goes along with what you said before, like what brands work good for you. Then it's find out you know, what colors work good for you. We talked before about your website, and on there, there's all kinds of tips and advice that you give. So I'd love to keep this conversation going, and I'm sure people would like to learn more. So how can they get in touch with you to ask questions or just to read more articles that you've written about subjects like these?
Definitely check out our website, dapperadvisor.com or thedapperadvisor.com. I've bought both domains, at Dapper Advisor on Instagram. That's DapperAdvisor. And DapperAdvisor@gmail if you got any questions. I always try to respond to everybody because I'm here to help.
All right, everyone. Definitely be in touch with Akil at Dapper Advisor. And thanks for joining us on another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. We hope we can have you on again, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, everybody. It's DeAndre Marie, the producer of The Life of a Gentleman, and I have a great deal to offer you. You can save more than 25% off handmade Italian leather shoes. I'm talking monk straps, brogues, loafers, and more. If you want to learn how you can save more than 25% on these great quality shoes, please go to www.itsdeandremarie.com and click on Bespoken Mogul Shoes in the menu bar. And make sure you stay tuned into The Life of a Gentleman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. And we like to talk about lifestyle, fashion, business, etiquette, all things that interest gentlemen. And today is going to be no different. We are going to be talking about a subject that sometimes gets overlooked. And as a gentleman, it's something that all of us should think about. And that is giving respect to others, giving credit to others, and even complimenting others on a daily basis if they live in your home or to your friends or those that you look up to. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. And speaking of friends, I have a good friend on the line, Darius. He's agreed to join us once again. He's becoming a fan favorite. Welcome back to the show, Darius.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's always nice when we get a chance to chat.
I appreciate that. I enjoy talking to you as well.
Yeah, you know, we've mentioned to people, you know, we go way back into the 80s. I think when we met, it was about 89. We were both little guys at the time, but it's kind of funny, you know, this subject, talking about giving people compliments and giving others credit. You know, even our relationship, something that I don't think me and you even do enough. I don't give you enough credit, and I know you don't give me enough credit, man. So,
No, I know exactly what you mean. And let me tell you something, you're doing a very good job.
No, I appreciate it. And likewise, I think connecting on this podcast, on this platform has been fun. It allowed us to reconnect and share a little bit of our knowledge and life experience with the audience. But, you know, what made me think about this is, I don't know if you heard about what Master P had to say about the BET Awards. Now, this happened a couple weeks back. So Master P is an entrepreneur that I've always looked up to, because he always talks about ownership. So I respect what he has to say when it comes from a business standpoint. And a lot of times he makes a good life points from time to time. But I don't know if you want to just recap for everybody kind of the situation that surrounded the BET Awards.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people may know the rapper Prodigy. He passed away. Obviously, the BET Awards went through a lot of specials for him and a lot of different things for him. And Master P had an issue with that because he was saying, hey, while he was here, he could barely get a ticket. And now that he passed away, you want to do a lot of things for him. And basically, Master P's message was, you need to give people their flowers while they're here, their respect while they're here, not just while they're gone.
Yeah, you know, I saw those comments and I thought the same thing, because growing up on the East Coast in the 90s and being in high school at that time, man, I remember when Mobb Deep hit the scene and Prodigy and Havoc. I tell you what, everybody at the high school was a big fan. I mean, we were beating on trash cans and just they brought that vibe, you know. But the thing about it was, like Master P said, man, the guy wasn't mainstream. Let's not kid ourselves. A lot of people didn't even know who Prodigy was. But then when he died, like you said, all of a sudden, man, social media went crazy. RIP Prodigy, and you know, we're gonna miss you. How did you feel when you saw all those?
I can understand where Master P is coming from, because it's almost like they were trying to get attention, right? It felt like, okay, because now he died, they were kind of capitalizing on the death for the media attention. At the same time, I appreciate that he did finally get the attention that he probably deserved all along.
Yeah, you know, it's sad to see, but it happens time and time again when somebody dies, especially somebody famous, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody starts rolling out, you know, the red carpet, like, we missed you, you know, you were such a talented person. But the people, they never got to hear that while they were alive and walking around on the earth. And so it really made me think, like what Master P said, it has some validity to it. I think it makes perfect sense because there's a lot of people in our own personal lives as gentlemen that have made an impact on us. When's the last time we told them thank you?
Absolutely. What it comes down to is not being competitive as a gentleman, acknowledging other people's success. And that's, as you jokingly said earlier, that's what I've always tried to do with you and others that have inspired me. Use others as an inspiration, not a competitive thing. You don't have to not give them credit or not give them their due props, so to speak, but compliment them. Let them know that you're impressed with what they're doing. Even use them to inspire you. It doesn't have to be a competitive thing all the time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Another aspect that I thought about was, you know, our parents, those that raised us, maybe a teacher, a counselor, or somebody that affected our life, like a coach. And when's the last time we said to them, you know, thanks for all the advice you gave me. I appreciate it. You know, it's really made me into the man that I am today. And when I heard what Master P said, it made me start to think, you know what, I got to call my parents and say thank
Absolutely.
You. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It made me think the same way because, as you know, growing up with me, my dad had the same principles as your dad had. Work hard and strive for success. And we both had that going for us. So you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And I had a conversation with somebody else about this. They actually took a different point of view. You know, they felt that what BET did with those award shows and rolling out this big, elaborate, you know, We Miss You to Prodigy, they felt there was nothing wrong with it because they felt like, well, maybe at least his family got to see that and they felt good and felt like it validated his career and what he contributed to the music industry over his years involved. To me, I still feel like it missed the mark, and I don't even know if it was genuine. It's really not my place to speak on it and judge what the producers of that show really had in mind, but you know, just speaking honestly, my opinion, I feel like they really just wanted to cash in and monopolize on what was going on and have an emotional moment on TV. You know, makes for good TV, as they say.
And I felt the same way, Richard. They took advantage of basically people's emotions at the time. And as dark as that sounds, that's exactly how it felt. If they really cared a lot about this man, they would have had him on the show when he was asking. They would have given him tickets. So what Master P was saying was he could barely get tickets, and now you want to have a tribute to him? So you can understand exactly where Master P was coming from.
And you know what's funny? It's not really funny. It's really sad, actually. The point that he made about, you know, if it had been a week or two earlier and Prodigy was alive, he probably wouldn't even have been invited to the award show. Mm-hmm. Certainly, like you said, wouldn't have had any VIP access backstage or being viewed as a big star in any way. I mean, anybody that knows anything about hip-hop at all knows he was not going to be considered by the mass media or the mainstream music industry as a big star. So yeah, they put on this big elaborate show. It was all star-studded and really just blown out of proportion. But really, I thought about other industries too, you know, things like fashion, sports. A lot of times we forget about the people that paved the way for us, let alone say thank you to them. It's just like they're out of sight, out of mind. Take, for instance, Urban Clothing. Remember Carl Kanai?
Oh, absolutely. Those are the ones that did the cross-color t-shirts that kind of opened up the way for FUBU and Dave and John.
Yeah, you know, and if you think back, you know, somebody had to pave the way. Look how popular FUBU became. But it really wouldn't have been an opportunity for Dame and John to step in the game if guys like Carl Kanai hadn't really been there and opened the door and paved the way for him, you know? And that happens too. Think about a lot of times with sports, guys like Oscar Robertson, Dr. J, sure they get mentioned, but man, those guys paved the way for the 80s when the NBA really got big and Michael Jordan, and then the big contracts started coming in. So, you know, there's people receiving dividends, major dividends off the backs of people who paved the way. But you know what? A lot of times we don't give those guys credit.
To your point, especially with basketball, you know, a lot of people like to make the argument with Michael Jordan being the best basketball player or not, but he really paved the way for branding, right? Like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, those guys are great, but Michael Jordan is really the one that paved the way for the branding that we see today with all the players. So I think a lot of the NBA players have to thank him for what's going on with their branding.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. MJ, he definitely paved the way for guys like Kobe, LeBron, you know, even this Ball kid that we talked about, you know, he's coming out with his own brand. 30 years ago, man, that would not have even been a possibility. It would not have been a thought. I don't even think it would have been in anyone's mind or wildest dreams that a guy coming out of college could have his own brand. So you have to look back to those who paved the way. Like we've been saying, as gentlemen, let's not wait until people are gone to tell them that we appreciate them. You know, at the end of each podcast, we try to thank our guests that come on. We try to thank those that contribute to the show, like our producer. She does an awesome job. And so it's important as gentlemen that you are not embarrassed to give other people credit. You know, why do you think some people are hesitant to do this?
A lot of it, I feel, Richard, is insecurity. They feel like by giving other people credit, somehow that diminishes what they're doing. But that's not the case. So you have to get above that and say, hey, I can give this person credit and that person credit for what they've done, even if it's in my field, and just strive to do what they do instead of not complimenting them or kind of putting them down and all that kind of stuff. Just compliment them, appreciate what they did, and try to follow in their footsteps.
It's funny that we're talking about this. It brings me back to when I was writing the book, The Life of a Gentleman. In the book, there's a chapter where we talk about this a little bit. And it mentions the effect that you can have on people when you do give them a compliment. Now, let me ask you, have you ever given someone a compliment or some credit that was well-deserved? And what was the outcome when the person heard you give them their credit or their kudos?
I've had a couple of different responses, but most of the time, it's just a big smile, and you can tell that they really appreciated it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think letting that smile come on somebody's face, knowing that you were able to do that just with your words, that's really powerful if you think about it.
Oh, absolutely. And it gives them good energy and it motivates them. And in turn, it motivates you. I think that's one of the most important things in business is making people feel good. If you can make people feel good, you're doing a good thing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Especially in business, giving compliments, it can really build relationships and strengthen relationships as well. Really can go a long way. But here's the flip side of it. I just want to get your opinion on this also, because a motivational speaker I listened to once said that you also have to be able to receive compliments. What obstacles do you think of when I say that, you know, receiving compliments? What pitfalls could there be for people?
It sounds funny because you think of receiving compliments that should be easy, right? But it's actually pretty complicated. So there's a couple of different responses you can have. One, you can accept it and move on. Two, you can feel a little insecure, like, oh, I didn't really deserve that compliment. Or three, you get too far ahead of yourself and take that compliment, and it brings too much of an ego. So you really have to balance it out.
Yeah, those were the exact scenarios I was thinking of too. You know, as gentlemen, of course, we don't want to think too much of ourselves and become proud or cocky. And then also, it's great if you can just accept the compliment. You know, that sometimes can be difficult. You know, have you ever given someone a compliment and they're like, oh, no, no, it's nothing, or, you know, they start downplaying it?
It doesn't make you feel good as the person that's giving the compliment. You almost want to take it back. And so if you're tempted to say no, no, you just accept the compliment and tell that person thank you, because they're really trying to give you credit for what you've done. So you need to learn to accept it.
Yeah, you're right. It can be real awkward when somebody starts downplaying the compliment or trying to pass it off. Then you kind of feel like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything, or hopefully we're not the ones doing that to someone else and making someone feel awkward. I think, you know, I guess the takeaway from this discussion is that don't be afraid to tell people that they've done a good job. Don't be afraid to tell people that they've influenced you or had a positive impact on your life, because they could be gone and you might not have the chance to tell them.
I absolutely agree.
Well, Darius, I guess we'll close out this segment by just saying I really do appreciate you joining us on the podcast. I think you've brought a lot of energy to the show, and we've been able to have some different type of discussions since you joined because we want to be well-rounded gentlemen, and that means we can't just focus on fashion 100% of the time. So appreciate what you bring to the table.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you talking to me, and I've really enjoyed what you guys bring to the table as well.
Yeah, looking forward to the next discussion. So until next time, everyone, don't be afraid to give those compliments. Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the podcast. We are certainly glad you have tuned in today. We hope you enjoyed it. I think we covered a lot of territory, a lot of ground. We talked about a lot of things, being grateful to others and not being afraid to give others their proper credit when it's due. And so oftentimes we hold back, especially as men. We think it's maybe being overly sensitive or not being masculine to give people the credit they deserve. But, you know, there is certainly nothing wrong with making someone's day. When they've done something great for you, let them know that you appreciate it. I'm sure it's going to go a long way into improving their day and also proving your own self-esteem. Just try it and you'll see how it works for you. Also, we had a chance to talk a little bit more about fashion and inspire others that want to take their style to new heights to go ahead and do so. Step out the box and change up the way they present themselves to the world. So before we close out, of course, we want to send some special thank yous out to those who joined us on the podcast, the whole Life of a Gentleman crew, starting with our producer, Deandra Marie. She does an awesome job every week of producing the podcast, the background music, the editing, coordinating so many things. And we want to send a special thank you to her. Definitely appreciate what she does for us. Also, a special thank you to Darius for joining us once again. And also a big thank you to Akil, the Dapper Advisor, for coming through once again. He is surely becoming a fan favorite on the podcast. He has so much great insight, and we love the fact that he's taken different steps along the way, really showing us that you can start off just posting selfies, go on to creating your own brand and your own website, and really end up all the way across the pond into Florence, Italy, and attending events like Pityoma. So we look forward to inviting you back next week. And also, please, if you could do us a favor before I go, I'd love to ask if you could leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. And the reason we ask that is really would get this information out to other people who would probably enjoy it. And also, it helps us get more visibility. And we certainly appreciate it. It only takes a few minutes of your time, and it really goes a long way. If you have left a review for us, we thank you so much. And also, thank you for listening, because without you, the show would be nothing. So hopefully you learned something. And as we always say on The Life of a Gentleman, we're taking this journey together. So until next time, guys, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by Deandra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.